This podcast is a presentation of University of California Television. Like what you hear? Consider making a donation at uctv.tv/donate so we can continue to bring you more great programs.
So what does muscle do for us? Muscle exercise helps us build muscle mass. And then muscle, it's not just sitting there in our body. It's actually making chemicals that talk to the rest of our body. So it makes these different chemicals, and it also shuts off the crosstalk of the fat cell. So these are fat cells. They make chemicals that talk to the body and can make the patient unhealthy. Muscle and exercise turns on these chemicals that tell the fat cells to stop sending out bad signals. And these different chemicals can help with decreasing inflammation, muscle regeneration, using fat for energy, and making the patient more metabolically healthy. So muscle is really a secretory organ. Muscle contraction can stimulate the production of different myokines. That's the chemicals that the muscle makes, muscle being myokines. And these act as stimulators to distant organs. And that's why people that have low muscle mass and sedentary lifestyle have a higher risk of these different diseases, cancer, dementia, cardiovascular disease, diabetes. And people that exercise and have activity and turn on these good chemicals from the muscle, that can help with bones, liver, immune function. It can help with neuron survival and brain function, and can help with insulin sensitivity so that the person isn't diabetic or has a lower chance of being diabetic. So myokines and adipokines, actually, I'm going to show you one crazy slide. This is the chemical crosstalk between fat cells and myokines. So I think of it like politics. It's kind of complicated. There's a lot of crosstalk. And I don't want you to like know all these, you know, I'm not trying to show you these different things in specifically, but just to show you how complicated it is, what the fat cells make, what the muscles make, how they talk to the rest of the body. So this is a simpler slide showing that when people exercise, it turns on all of these things, these good green ones. And this helps with protein synthesis and building muscle mass and metabolic health. When a person is not exercising or is sedentary, then all of the good things go down and all the bad things go up. And this causes protein degradation in the muscle. And they think that is why people get sarcopenic, is that these different chemicals that are kind of a push and pull between the fat cells and the muscles are, the fat cells are basically winning the war in this cytokine war. So I want to mention one of the myokines that's really the MVP of exercise-induced myokines. It's called irisin, and it's a regulator of energy metabolism. It decreases diabetes and obesity risk. It enhances cardiovascular health. It decreases depression. It, very interestingly, and the neurologists are really interested in this, it increases this thing called brain-derived neurotrophic factor, which increases cognition and brain health. And it protects against bone loss and sarcopenia. But all forms of exercise increase irisin. HIIT training and resistance training seem to increase it the most, but even small amounts of regular aerobic exercise or walking, moderate exercise can increase irisin.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.